The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Now, this is a very special top five at five because we have 5 minutes to get through this before Dave Ennett takes over for the big Northwestern Michigan State game, the 100 millionth time that those two teams have played. It's some sort of record. So this is the 1 year anniversary of the Jussie Smollett incident. So we're going to play the top five moments from the Jussie Smollett saga of 1 year ago. So checking in at
number five.
You'd think this would be easier than it is. 1 year ago tonight, wind chill was 55 degrees below zero. Jussie Smollett going out for a tuna sandwich, which I no longer suggest one do, says he was encountered by two white males wearing a MAGA hat, MAGA hats, attacking him, pouring bleach on him, and putting a noose around his neck. A friend who was with him made the initial 911 call.
I just need a police to come by. I work with an artist. I don't really want to say his name, but he went to Subway. He was walking by, and some guys, I don't know, they jumped him or something like that.
Does your friend need an ambulance?
I just think he's startled. What's really weird, ma'am, just because I'm scared, and I don't know what it is. They put a noose around his neck.
They had to give him the news because they were the ones who bought it at the hardware store. I don't want to comment until we're all done here. So a week after the attack, Smollett was set to perform a show in L.A. in the middle of the act. He wanted to clear up a few of what he said were the inaccuracies about him.
I was bruised, but my ribs were not cracked. Both my doctors in L.A. and Chicago cleared me to perform, but said to take care, obviously. And above all, I fought the back. I'm the gay Tupac.
And even though there were some discrepancies about the story, the encounter, his fans stuck with him no matter what.
He's definitely being a man of honor, and that means a lot in a world where people are so quick to call you a liar.
I absolutely agree. I feel like the fact that he was able to go through something this horrible and traumatic, the fact that he still found the strength in himself to come and show love to his fans, I think that says a lot about who Jussie Smollett is.
And then the police, on February 13th, arrested the Osandero brothers.
We took them into custody. We read them their rights. And they both initially asked for an attorney. Their attorney showed up. She came to us after speaking with these two people of interest. She said that something smelled fishy. She did not think that they were the offenders, as were reported.
So then the very next day, Smollett went on Good Morning America to tell his side of the story.
I'm pissed off.
What is it that has you so angry?
You know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth.
I know this is more than five, but I'm just going to go through this. Then, 2 days later, Superintendent Eddie Johnson announced that there was a shift in the investigation, and now Smollett was the subject.
Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Then, on March 8th, Cook County Grand Jury indicted Smollett, 16 felonies, but somehow on March 26th, 8 days later, all charges against him were dropped and his record was wiped clean.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I have been accused of.
Rahm Emanuel lost his poop.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion. And he used the laws of the hate crime legislation that all of us collectively over years have put on the books to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
So why did Kim Fox drop the charges?
Do you think Jussie Smollett is innocent?
You know, I think that the charges that were filed, and again, I was recused at the time of the charges, were appropriate. I believe that the outcome, him having to forfeit the $10,000, having to do community service based on the allegations. And again, the class 4 felony and no background are an outcome that we could expect with this type of case.
Okay.